This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010, if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. If you have questions about Corona Mania, this Corona crazy time we're living in, we'd love to talk about that or answer your questions. If you have questions about supplementing or building the immune system to protect yourself against viral infections, we can help you there too. And of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to comment on anything we're speaking about, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. Be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Always relevant, but especially relevant in this day and age. People are definitely becoming hip to supplementation. Longevity checks are up and getting lots of calls and questions and inquiries. If you are interested in having your own business, if you're interested in becoming financially independent, if you're interested in working for yourself, or if you just want to make a little extra money, or if you just want to be part of the Longevity family, and it is a family, all of us are dedicated to helping make the world a better place. If that sounds good to you, call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. We have over 500 five-star reviews on our Truth Treatment products, and I understand why, because I've been using them for almost 30 years now myself. I've been giving out to my friends, and I have historically filled them on prescription for wound healing, as we've talked about many times on this program. And all our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Susan Shumsky is a very prolific author. She's written 17 books. She's won multiple prestigious awards, and she's going to talk to us about third eye meditations. Susan Shumsky is a DD. She is a doctor of divinity and dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives from an energetic standpoint. We've been talking a lot of mental health and I guess you could say kind of woo-woo. People call it woo-woo sorts of things on the bright side. I hope you guys don't think of it as woo-woo. Woo is sort of a pejorative, insulting term for stuff when you talk about the effects of stuff you can't see or touch. Woo-woo comes from the world of the invisible. When somebody says, oh, that's kind of woo-woo, it's because they can't see it or touch it or hear it. It seems really non-scientific. Woo sounds non-scientific. And, you know, we have these ideas about what science is. But let me tell you something interesting about science. And I've been a scientist all my life. All my adult life, at least, I've been a scientist, probably since I was in my teens. I've prided myself on understanding chemistry and physics and the world of science. But there's a kind of a misunderstanding about science. Science is not rational. Is that a surprise? I'm sure some of you are just like, what? Science is not rational? Yeah, science is not rational. And by not rational, I'm talking as a philosophical term. The rational is part of the world of philosophy. And the rational in the world of philosophy is distinct from the sensual. This is a primary distinction in philosophy, the world of the sensual and the world of the rational. The world of the rational is the world of reason, the world of the mind, the world of the senses is they call it the empirical world. It's rationalism versus empiricism. That's a fundamental battle, I don't want to say battle, fundamental distinction. Actually work together. But in philosophy, that's a distinction that philosophers make, is the world of the rational versus the world of the empirical. The rational is the mind, the empirical is the senses, what you can see, what you can feel, what you can hear. The rational is what you can know logically, what you can deduce logically. The rational tends to be mathematical. Talk about this here in a second. The scientist is, today anyway, maybe not in the past, but today scientist is materialist. Our materialism is our current scientific paradigm. A couple months ago, I ran into this doctor. He was wearing a mask, the whole story there. And I just started talking to him, and I wanted him to come on the bright side. He was very into this whole COVID thing, and he was like, oh, you had to wear masks. And I just wanted him to share his medical point of view. Mask wearers, by the way, that's saying something. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not saying you're good or bad if you're a mask wearer or not. But it's just kind of, it's a statement. If you're wearing a mask, you're making a statement. You could say you're making the statement, oh, I don't want to hurt other people because I'm kind and I'm really considerate. I don't want to spread infection. So you could say that. You could say I'm scared. But really, wearing a mask is a much more fundamental, has much more fundamental implications. Wearing a mask says that you believe what you're told. You believe that you might spread something. You believe that you might get infected. It's about believing what you're told. Think about everything we know about this virus is just what we're told. We don't really know things ourselves. We haven't really studied it ourselves for the most part. And if we studied it, we've studied it based on what we're reading in the mainstream, from the mainstream media. Nobody really dives into this thing. So if you're wearing a mask, that's kind of a statement. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's another statement. It's a whole other story there. Anyway, he's wearing a mask. I want to come on the program. He says, okay, I'll come on the program. Next day I call him or I text him. And he says, well, you know, starts hemming and hawing via text. He says, our show is not scientific enough. I've told the story before. He says, our audience is not scientific enough. And first, I'm a little taken aback because I'm thinking of myself as a scientist, but the more I thought of it, I realized that for him, science is about the senses. It's about empiricism. He's a doctor. He sees people. An empiricist says, oh my God, people are sick. They're suffering. I see them suffering. I see them sick. And this was his take. You don't know. I'm in the hospital. I see people. That's what an empiricist says. A rationalist says, or somebody who's reasoning, using their reasoning capabilities, not just their senses, but their reasoning, says, well, how do we know what's causing the problem? How do we know it's not the drugs that are causing the problem? How do we know it's not the hospital? How do we know it's not the comorbidity? This is what a rationalist person says. A reasoning person says. A clinical person says, and pretty much all of our doctors, or certainly most of them, are empiricists and nurses. Not that there's anything wrong, by the way, here. I'm just saying this is one way of seeing things, not judging it. Empiricist says, oh my God, people are suffering, we got to do something about it. A rationalist says, well, what exactly is going on here? And this is what's interesting about science. You know, they've got two ways of looking at the world. We can look at it through our mind, our reason, which is logic and requires a certain mental development, which is not common, a certain mental evolution. which is not common. We live in a world where everybody, most people use their senses. So we can look at things reasonably, rationally, mentally, which requires evolution. Or we can look at it through our senses, which is what most people do, what we can see, touch, feel. That doesn't require any development. Anybody can do that. A baby can do that. And this distinction is really, really important if we're going to take power over our lives, which I'll talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open for you. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and check out our reviews at truthreviewed.com. Got Susan Shumsky coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, Third Eye Meditations. And then we'll get your calls here in just a moment. Actually, you know, I'm just going to finish this up real quick. This whole distinction. The reason I got into talking about this distinction is I got a text this morning from some gal, and I get these periodically about a condition called melasma, skin condition called melasma. So we have dark spots. Most of you guys know what I'm talking about, and she wanted to know how to get rid of them. And I've been going, I'm probably at least four or five times a week, I send a note to somebody about melasma. I talk about melasma, hyperpigmentation. And it's really, next to acne, it's probably the most important skin problem that people have. Skin complaint. And the thing about melasma is everybody wants to treat it by taking care of the dark spots. But if you really want to do it right, you got to take care of it at the causal level, which is the cortisol and estrogen. And you guys know I'm always talking about causal levels. And as I was typing this response to this gal, I was thinking, this must just sound like gobbledygook to her. She must be thinking, I just want to get rid of my dark spots. And that's when I realized that there's this invisible world that we don't pay attention to, where everything comes from. We're always looking at the material world, where everything has already come out of. It's the end product. It's the byproduct. And if we want to be powerful, we got to look at the root. And this requires rationality and reasoning. And we have that's in short supply. And that's what this whole COVID thing is about. We're not applying rationality and reason as a culture, present company excluded. If you're listening to this program, you probably like this kind of stuff. But most people don't. Most people want to know how they get rid of their dark spots or how they can get rid of the virus, capital T, capital V. And that's where mask wearing comes in. That's where hiding in the house comes in. And that's where shutting down the country comes in. How ironic is it that we wear masks to protect ourselves from the virus, but the day before the virus, we didn't care about all the crappy particulate matter and toxins and pesticides and fertilizers and all the other crap that's in the air that people are breathing, ozone and everything else. How polluted is our world? How polluted? You know, do you guys know what pig lagoons are? If you're listening from North Carolina, you know what a pig lagoon is. Pig lagoons are toxic waste dumps made of pig crap. And they're all over the place in certain parts of the country. We live in a toxic, awful, deadly environment. No wonder why we have these kinds of infections and pandemics. But all of a sudden, because we can see this now, we want to wear masks. And we want to hide in the house. Nobody ever talked about let's taking care of cleaning up our air, which ironically is getting cleaned up as we stay in the house. Anyway, this invisible world is where we've got to start, where we want to work. The world of reason. This is what the triangle of disease is about. The triangle of disease comes from the world of reason. It comes from the world of logic. Digestive system gets messed up. That leads to the blood sugar system getting messed up. That leads to the adrenal thyroid complex issues, and then all health challenges arise from that. And then you start to work. You can start to deduce your symptoms. You start off with a theory, and then you deduce causes, I should say. You deduce causes based on the symptoms. It's deductive reasoning, as Sherlock Holmes would say, or, as I like to call it, forensic biology, doing forensics. Start off with a theory, and then you work with clues, and then you put the clues together, and you form a theory of the case, as they say in legal circles, how it all went down, how the crime went down, in whether the crime is high blood pressure or cancer or melasma. All right, I got so much more to say about this. I've got Susan Shumsky coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I think I want to hit the phones. Let's go to Teresa in Idaho. Teresa, good morning, and welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Hello, hi. I'm Frank, Teresa's husband.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm Frank of Tulsa, but now in Napa.
Oh, Frank in Tulsa. How you doing, Frank?
Right. Really fine, thank you.
Okay. You moved to Tampa, though.
With some issues with Teresa. Yeah, I'm in Napa. It's beautiful here.
Okay. You said Tampa, right?
Napa, N-A-M-P-A.
Oh, where is that?
It's near Boise. It's a suburb.
Oh, you're in Idaho. I am definitely a fan of Idaho.
It's so gorgeous out here.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. How far is it from Boise?
Just a suburb. They're just outside of
Boise. Yeah, it's beautiful. What's going on today?
Well, my wife is suffering with, she calls it PSOS, PCOS.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Let me have you talk to Teresa. She can explain a lot better than I can.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa. PCOS?
Yes.
Is that polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, here's the deal with PCOS. I got a bunch of calls, but I'm going to give you some quick advice here on PCOS. It's not uncommon. PCOS for the listeners is when you form a lot of cysts on your ovaries, polycystic ovarian. They call it a syndrome because there's a lot of things that are associated with it, including weight gain and oily skin and breakouts, problems in menstrual cycles and reproduction, and body hair and facial hair and hair loss on the head.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. Does that sound familiar? Sluggishness.
Yes, and so the biggest problem right now is the weight gain.
Okay, let me just cut to the chase here. It's not complicated. It's like a lot of things here, Teresa, that we talk about. It's very simple, but it's not easy. Simple in the sense that you got to work on your estrogen and you got to work on your blood sugar, both together. By working on the estrogen, I mean making sure you're having regular bowel movements to clear estrogen, supporting liver health, which will also help you with the blood sugar, and then using things like progesterone and pregnenolone. These are hormones that help balance out estrogen. And don't forget your essential fatty acids. It's unbelievably important. In fact, not just essential fatty acids, but all the fatty vitamins, very important for estrogen. Then there's the other component, which is the blood sugar component, and they kind of work together. So by doing the estrogen stuff, you're going to help your blood sugar. But directly for working on the blood sugar, staying away from foods that spike your blood sugar, and then using nutrients that help the body process sugar, chromium, vanadium,
sweeties. What's the vitamins that we're on? Longevity.
Oh, you're going to need more than longevity, probably. Longevity is a good start, but you're going to definitely need more than longevity because you're going to need zinc, 50 milligrams a day, vitamin E, 400 IU a day, vitamin A. You're going to have to listen to this again. Don't try to write it down because I'm giving you a ton of information. Vitamin A, 20,000 IU a day. Selenium, you can get that from longevity, 600 microgram a day. The ultimate niacin, you can get that from longevity, of course. And then all the B complex, the entire B complex. There's so much you could do. Most importantly, it's the foods, though. You want to stay away from foods that spike your blood sugar and stay away from foods that that you're having problems with, particularly vegetables you might have problems with. All right, I want to see if I can get one more call in. I hope I helped you. I know that's a ton of information. Probably should do just a whole show on PCOS, which we will do. Thanks for your call, Teresa. Mo, what's going on? You get the last word this time. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Ben.
Hey.
Okay, I used that copperhead that the lady you had on a couple of days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fine for the first 10 days. I mean, she was right that if you spray it, your hair will change color, which it did in 2 days.
Yeah.
But after the 10 days, I don't know if I developed allergy, but I have so much swelling in my face.
Swelling where? In your head?
No. All
in your
over
body.
My cheeks and my ears.
Hey, yeah, send me a note. Send a note to Ben at KSCO.com, and I'll see if I can get a hold of the gal from Copperhead. Ben at KSCO.com. Got to go. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate your call. Susan Shumsky coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfire season sparking in Southern California as well as Colorado and in Oregon, where a wildfire is burning in the Columbia River Gorge, growing to over 800 acres quickly, threatening hundreds of homes. This girl was evacuated from her family's home.
My mom almost started crying because pictures, memories are all over there. We couldn't get them all, so she doesn't want anything to happen, and she wants to be able to just go home.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, is praising the peace agreement that the Trump administration helped hammer out between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He says the historic deal could help heal divisions in the Middle East. While the Trump administration did broker the deal, Biden claims the foundation was actually laid by previous presidents, including the Obama-Biden administration. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A new report says taking a so-called gap year before going to college after high school could cost someone $90,000 in lifetime earnings. It's according to a new study out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found a missed year could be costly in the long run. While many potential students might have the or might be considering delaying higher education because of the pandemic especially, they say the pandemic has also driven unemployment higher, putting college graduates in a better position to get a job over those with just a high school diploma. Social justice groups in Louisville, Kentucky, are calling for cancellations of the Kentucky Derby now. Yesterday, a spokesman for No Justice, No Peace Louisville said the city should cancel the Derby and put its energy into finding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police during a drug raid on her home. Last week, police announced new rules requiring protesters to stay off the city streets and not to block intersections. The national group Until Freedom says those new rules are designed to silence protesters ahead of the Derby, which is now set for the 5th of September. And a Minnesota woman's been declared the world's fastest backward speller. Pam Onen of Minnesota broke the Guinness record when she spelled 56 words backwards in a minute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. That one has a search engine on it. If you miss a program or you want to review a specific topic, benfuchsarchives.com. Also, purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good free health information on on all our websites. And then don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, all formulated in my compound and pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing is beauty. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. And you can check out our reviews at TruthReviewed.com, over 500 five-star reviews, TruthReviewed.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dr. Susan Shumsky, D.D., is a very prolific author, 17 books in English and 34 books published in foreign languages. She's won 31 prestigious book awards, and her latest book is called Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition. Hey, Dr. Shumsky, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ben?
Well, it's very nice to talk to you. I'm looking at your beautiful picture as I speak to you, getting a sense for you and for your calm and patient way by looking at this picture. So as I was telling you before we went to our break, that we talk a lot about meditation on this program. I personally had a meditation practice my whole adult life pretty much. And then we talk about the glands a lot, especially the pineal and the pituitary. We haven't talked a lot lately about the pineal gland and the pituitary, but bringing them all together is somewhat intriguing. So let's talk a little bit about the glands from a chakra point of view, and maybe introduce the whole concept of chakras and the glands, and then let's talk a bit about meditation, and then let's talk about third eye meditations. Sound good?
Yeah, great.
Okay, cool. So the third eye. Now, is the third eye the pituitary, or is it the pineal?
Well, traditionally, in India, it is believed that the third eye, which is also known as Ajna Chakra, is an energy center in the very center of your head, in the area of the pineal gland.
Got it.
The pineal gland is a gland. It's not part of the brain. It's the only gland in the middle of your head there.
And what do you know about things like calcification or some of the toxic things we do to our bodies that affect the pineal gland?
Calcification does come from fluoridation of water and various toxins, things that we ingest from our toxic environment. And the bad news is, yes, as we grow older, the pineal gland does tend to calcify. The good news is, however, that the chakra, which is associated with the pineal gland, is not in your physical body. If you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find a chakra or a nadi or meridian or acupuncture point or any of these things. You would not find them because they're in your subtle body and not in your physical body. So because of that, we still can awaken our third eye. We still can experience clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient abilities through the awakening of our third eye, despite calcification of the pineal gland.
So I take it that's true about all the glands as they relate to the chakras. So if you have, say, you know, a pancreatic issue or an adrenal issue, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a third chakra problem, or you have an ovarian issue. That doesn't necessarily mean you have a second chakra problem, kind of like that. Is that true?
Well, yes, the chakras are very much related to the physical body because they're what's keeping you alive. Prana, or life force energy, flowing through your subtle body is what gives you life. It gives you motion. It gives you heat. It's said in the ancient scriptures called the Upanishads of India that when prana, meaning life force energy, when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So if you have more prana flowing through your subtle body, then you are healthier and you have more energy, and also you have more magnetic attraction and charisma, and therefore you're more successful because people want to be around you. So prana is the key to life. It's the key to success. It's the key to robust health and well-being.
Well, I was going to talk about the pineal gland, but this sounds even more interesting here. How do I get more prana? That's what probably everybody is thinking, including me. How do you get more prana?
Yeah, Yeah. So prana is in several things around us. Prana is in the air, first of all. So that's why in the ancient scriptures and the ancient practices, that's why it's important to practice pranayama, meaning breathing exercises. That's one way to get more prana into your system is through the breathing exercises. Actually, there's two different parts to increasing prana through the air. First is the greater amount of prana by doing the deep breathing exercises. And secondly would be deep meditation, which refines the prana, where the prana becomes very, very subtle. And in very deep meditation, the breath is almost suspended. It's like you're not breathing at all. Hmm. They call it suspension of breath. It isn't really suspension of breath. It's just that the breath becomes so subtle that it's imperceptible. You don't even notice that the breath is going in or out because it's imperceptible. So that's subtle prana. So prana is air, number one.
Is subtle prana more powerful? Is the subtlety give it power?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it brings more energy. So prana in the air is one. Prana in the water, number two, which would be swimming, bathing. That's why it's important to swim or bathe every day if you can, and that would increase prana in your energy field. A third is sunlight, getting out into the sun, and because prana is in the sunlight. And four, a prana in the food. And in order to get maximum benefit of prana from food, you have to chew your food until it's liquid. Then you get maximum prana from food. So those are the four different ways that we increase prana in our system. And the most powerful way is through meditation.
So when I hear you say water and food and sunlight and air, I think of pollution and toxicity. How much is our trashing of the environment affected our prana, our ability to get prana, or the prana itself?
Absolutely. That the trashing of our environment, the abuse that we have caused to Mother Earth, definitely is affecting our ability to increase prana in our system.
So I'm going to ask you this when we come back from our break. I've got to take a quick break here, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say. What's the relationship between a chronic toxicity or a lack of prana and all of this COVID stuff that we're going through? We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Dr. Susan Shumsky, her book is Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of Dr. Shumsky and the Bright Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Susan Shumsky, author of the book Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition. So, Doc, you think this is a chronic crisis we're going through, corona crazy, as I call it? Do you think corona mania is a chronic crisis?
Oh, a prana. Definitely, it's a chronic crisis. There's a doctor named Zach Bush.
Oh yeah, I know Zach very. I know Zach's work very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He talks about the toxicity aspect.
He predicted that Wuhan would be a place that would be a place where a new disease would be born before this outbreak ever took place. And that's because of the pollution. The most polluted place on the planet. And Zach blames it on Roundup more than anything else.
Yeah.
So this toxicity in our air is really the cause of this virus coming and destroying so much of human life on this planet. And it's a very sad thing that this had to happen in order for human beings to realize what they're doing to the environment. I just pray that they do wake up. I pray that we make a difference from this pandemic, that we change our relationship to the environment, which has been a very toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm. So how can we use your book and your wisdom, Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition to get us through?
Well, the great thing about this book, Third Eye Meditations, is that it's filled with guided meditations, affirmations, prayers, mantras that anyone can use. You don't have to know how to meditate. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to learn a specific technique or anything. It's what I call the Do Nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. Simply by reading the book, or by even better would be to record some of these meditations on your device and then play them back in your own voice, record them and play them back and just get comfortable, close your eyes and start the recording and just then just listen to the meditation. You're automatically going to be taken into a deep meditative state. So the great advantage is you don't know how to meditate. You don't have to know how to meditate. This will just automatically help you to meditate.
Is there an element of trance or hypnosis in this?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because really self-hypnosis is really just simply guided meditation. It isn't really that different. So in a sense, yeah, it's kind of like hypnosis. It's the power of suggestion. It's the power of intention. By following the instructions of a guided meditation, you're automatically practicing visualization, even though you don't know that that's what you're doing.
I like it. So you're just keeping on with this topic of suggestion, which is a very powerful concept. What is the meta suggestion of all of these meditations, the theme suggestion of the book?
Well, since it's called Third Eye Meditations, it's a way for you to develop your third eye through practicing guided meditation. But that isn't really the ultimate goal isn't, oh, let's develop our third eye. The ultimate goal is to have the benefits from the meditations. And the meditations deal with all different areas of life, anything from health to relationships to well-being to world peace to spiritual awakening. Many, many different topics are covered in the book. These various meditations help you to improve your life in all of these different ways.
Okay, so you said third eye, and I noticed in your blurb here you talk about opening the third eye. That's something I hear about all the time. What exactly does that mean?
Well, there are many different chakras in your body. In fact, there are hundreds of chakras in your body, but there are seven major ones. And the sixth chakra, called Ajna Chakra, is also known as the third eye chakra. It is in the very center of your head. It also extends to the forehead and the back of the head. And it is the center of illumination. It's the center of clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient superpowers or subtle powers of perception. In other words, we have our two eyes by which we enjoy the world. We see all the beauties of the world through our eyes. However, there is a third eye, and through the third eye, you can see subtle realms of existence. You can see things that are hidden from view. And in order for that to happen, we use our subtle sensory perception. That means subtle sight, subtle hearing, subtle feeling. So we can communicate with beings in other realms. We can see things that average individuals don't normally see, but we all have some subtle sensory perception already developed. For example, if you walk into a party and you see various people, immediately you're going to sense certain people are real uptight, other people are very outgoing, some people seem very timid and shy. We can just sense things about people. Also, if you just walk into a building, some buildings we walk into, we feel we get a good vibe from that. We feel it's a warm, welcoming place. Other buildings, we get creeped out. Some buildings, we just want to run away immediately. If we walk into a bar, a prison, a mental institution, there's going to be a really bad vibe. So we are clairsentient. People are just generally clairsentient. We can sense things, but we can develop these abilities. We can get better at them through practice and through asking. Everything that I teach is based upon one thing, and that is ask and it shall be given unto you. So by asking and having intention, as you mentioned, intention and asking and practicing, practice, just like any other skill in life, meditation and intuition, these are teachable, learnable skills, just just like playing the piano, just like learning a new language. It requires, all it requires really is practice. And the other important element is don't be afraid to make a mistake. Because when you start to learn to play the piano, it doesn't sound so great. You know, people don't want to listen to you playing. But with time, it starts to sound really good. And that's because of practice and also because of not being afraid to make a mistake, because you're going to make mistakes in the beginning.
So coming from your perspective, a third eye open perspective, I assume, how would you counsel or help somebody who's just freaking out at their wit's end, lost their job, stuck in the house, maybe has somebody who's sick, just don't know what's going on? What would you tell them using this kind of wisdom?
Well, yeah, the most important skills that we can learn at this time, during the time of this pandemic, the time of this crisis, are number one, meditation, and number two, intuition. And I'll tell you why. First of all, meditation will reduce stress, will reduce the panicky feeling, reduce the fear that we have of the future. Number two, intuition is the most vital skill we need to learn, because we can no longer depend upon the advice of people outside of ourselves. We can no longer depend upon the institutions that we once were able to depend on and that we could count on in the past, the job, the pension, the retirement savings, all these things that we thought we could depend on are no longer really viable necessarily. So now what we can depend on is the ability to glean highest wisdom from within, because all wisdom is within us, and we can tap into that, and then we'll know exactly what to do. We can make decisions with peaceful confidence when we're in touch with our higher self, which is much smarter than our ego. Our higher self knows exactly what's highest wisdom for us to do. And the blessing of this pandemic is that people are now tapping into their true purpose of their life. They have really, they are forced to, because they're having to stay at home.
I love it. And, hey, Dr. Chomsky, we're out of time. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. The book is Third Eye Meditations. Best of luck to you, Dr. Chomsky. Third Eye Meditations, Awaken Your Mind, Spirit, and Intuition. Her website is drsusan.org. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. My pharmacist, Ben, will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.